USA Radio News.
More than 60 Al-Shabaab fighters are dead after American airstrikes in Somalia. The U.S. military says there were 6 precision strikes against Islamic militants in the southern part of the African nation. Police are wrapping up their 2-day search for Colorado mother Kelsey Barrett, who disappeared on Thanksgiving. Over the weekend, police searched her fiancé's ranch, and Barrett's mother, Cheryl, is holding out hope that law enforcement will find their daughter.
I still know somebody knows where she's at. Somebody has seen her. We just need to get her face out there. People need to be able to recognize her.
House conservatives are standing behind President Trump regarding a possible government shutdown should there not be $5 billion in a new funding bill for the border wall. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan was asked if leadership is behind the funding.
I talked to Steve Scalise last week. I know that he is. I didn't get a chance to talk to Kevin or Paul, but I know that Steve is. I think they are.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The shipping deadlines are here for those last-minute holiday gifts. Now, today marks the last day to ship any packages through FedEx Ground and home delivery. For USPS, Thursday is the final day to ship first-class mail and priority mail, and you have until tomorrow for UPS, 3-day select services, while Thursday is the last day for second-day air. One of the world's most famous dictionaries has announced the word of the year, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
And that top word of the year is justice. It was a top search, up 74% over 2017, according to Merriam-Webster, which points out that many of the national debates over the past year have revolved around justice, from racial justice to social justice, criminal justice, and economic justice. There were also many stories involving the word, including the contentious nomination process of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh and the Russia probe being handled by the Justice Department.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Taylor Swift and her security team used facial recognition software to try to identify the singer's stalkers. A kiosk was set up where fans could view clips of Swift rehearsing. While they watched the clips, images of their faces were sent to a command post. Kirk Knudsen's known as the Cyber Guy. You can check him out at cyberguy.com. He joins Fox News and says there's all sorts of technology like this being used more than you think.
The number of cameras on any average city block in the urban center, you would be shocked at how many times you're captured.
Knudsen also has one big question regarding those images.
Fine. She did this. We went as a concert goer. Kind of feels creepy to know you might have been there and your image was captured. But then you think, all right, she needs that for her safety. But then what happens to the information? So that data is now in Nashville, or is it somewhere else? Or did they sell it?
It's not gotten back to us.
Right. So we don't have information about that, and we have no idea as to how that might be, in fact, handled with regard to what happens to the information once they have it, and do they legally have the right to then repurpose the information, and would they?
Storms are wreaking havoc on both the East and West Coast today. In the East, rescue teams have been dispatched to help pull a number of folks from stranded vehicles as rainfall has set records in Baltimore and Washington, D.C., and at Dulles International Airport. Meanwhile, in Northern California, waves are reaching heights as high as 5-story buildings. Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.